71, Amy. The door at the end of the hallway is locked. How are we? I stammer. What are we going to do? Elder kicks the door in. He rolls his thumb on the scanner, punches the button, and then we're going down, down, so achingly slow. I rub my pinky until it hurts, thinking about all the promises I made with Daddy. What are you doing? I ask Elder as we sink past the first floor. Checking the biometric scanner logins, Elder says. He taps on the floppy. Harley came down midday yesterday. I came down after dark. This morning, Doc and Eldest came down, and it looks like they're still there, in the other lab. But look, there's no record of Orion scanning the elevator pass. It just shows Eldest's login again. But he was in the lab then. He passes me the floppy. Sure enough, Eldest Elder is recorded once after Doc, and then 15 minutes later it shows up again. He figured out a way to trick it, I say. Could this elevator go any slower? You can't, Elder mutters, stuffing the floppy into his pocket. It scans your DNA. You can't trick it. The doors slide open. Cold hits us like a blast. Dozens and dozens of frozens lie exposed, their trays pulled out, the condensation already fogging the glass coffins, obscuring the bodies frozen inside. All the doors swinging open have freshly painted X's on them. Elder was right. The killer was marking his victims, preparing for one last kill, one fell swoop to kill every frozen person in the military. I have only one thought. Daddy! I scream, knocking past Elder and racing to the cryo boxes. I rush to the aisle with the 40s, and there, midway down, is my father's frozen body. I wipe away the condensation and stare at his face for just a moment. I'm gripping the cold glass lid, and I've got enough adrenaline inside me to pick it up and throw it down on the concrete floor. I want to. I want him to wake up, to break him out of the ice, to make him hold me against his warmth. I want this. I glance at the electrical box near his frozen head. The light is green, not red. Orion just pulled the trays out. He didn't unplug them as he had unplugged me. Thuds and crashes surround me. Elder is running up and down the aisles, cramming all the other frozens back into place and slamming the doors shut behind them. I push Daddy's frozen slab back into the cryo chamber and swing the door shut. The red X painted on the door mocks me. I turn the handle down and lock it in place. I allow myself one last look at the door labeled 41. Then I sprint down the aisle to the next exposed frozen. It doesn't take long. The doors are shut. All the frozen safely return to their frozen state. And no Orion in sight. Why did he do this? I ask, panting from the effort. Elder's breath rises in faint clouds from his lips. I was in the way. He's thinking as he speaks, realizing the truth as he answers. Pulling out all the doors while I was here. That would have woken me up. That would have been much noisier than marking the doors with paint. And once they were marked, of course I'd run to you. And he'd have plenty of time to just pull out the frozens he'd already marked. But why? I say. Why bother? Surely he knew we'd go straight here, see what he did. He didn't even really unplug them, but pulled them all out. Elder pauses. It's almost like he was testing us. What do you mean? He's showing us his plan. He's waiting to see what we do. Would we let them melt or shove them back in? Of course I wouldn't let my daddy melt. Elder stares at me. I don't think the test was for you.
72, Elder. Shh, I hiss at Amy. Do you hear that? Hear what? She whispers. But I wave my hand to silence her. It's soft, but there's a whir, churn, whir sound that reminds me of the engine room. But it can't be. We're two levels below the engine. It's coming from the laboratory. I lead Amy across the cryo level. She casts a nervous look back. We'll leave the door open, I say, because I can tell she's worried about leaving her father behind. What is this place? She asks as we step inside the lab. She's whispering, and I can barely hear her as the whirring noise grows louder. The lab, I whisper too. Something about the lab invites secrecy, and I've not forgotten that Doc and Eldest are in here. If the YCOM map's correct, we stick close to the walls.
I've seen those needles before.
Amy points to the big tubular syringes labeled with characteristic traits that Eldis wants the inhabitants of the ship to have.
That's what they do here. What's that?
She points to the big amber-colored tube extending from floor to ceiling and filled with tiny bubbles of stuff floating in it.
That almost looks like, she tilts her head, like embryos.
I look at the debris floating in the amber liquid, and I'm surprised Amy could identify it so quickly. The only fetus I'd ever seen was one of a miscarried cow, and it was larger and bloodier and not really anything like these tiny round-toe-sized bubbles. I lead Amy to the back of the lab where, hidden by the way the room bends in a right angle, is the giant pump Elda showed me the first time I was here. That's what's making the whir, churn, whir noise. The pump is on, shuddering and complaining as its internal mechanics heave Phytus, and stars know what else into the water system. Elda stands at the pump, holding a bucket of clear viscous liquid. Doc stands opposite him. I grab Amy and we whirl back around the corner of the room. Neither of them has seen us. Yet. I put my finger to my lips and Amy nods. We both duck low and peer around the corner to watch them. A chair blocks our vision, but also gives us some level of cover.
I'm sorry,
Doc shouts over the noise of the pump.
You shouldn't have let her see,
Elda storms toward Doc, his uneven gait making the bucket in his hands swing. Doc eyes it nervously.
I thought it would make her more willing to behave. Nothing short of Phytus will control her. Why did you give her the inhibitor pills?
Elda sets the bucket down.
They're talking about me, Amy breathes in my ear.
Doc says something else, but his back is to us, and I can't catch it.
Well, we'll just get her tonight and take her to the fourth floor,
Elda says, picking the bucket back up and lugging it to the pump.
I don't think,
Elda throws the bucket down. The clear liquid inside sloshes, but it's denser than water, like syrup, and it doesn't spill over the side.
You know what?
Elda shouts, striding toward Doc.
I don't really care what you think. If you just listened to me the first time with the other one, we wouldn't be in this situation. What do you... You know what I mean,
Eldest roars.
Elder! You let Elder live!
Amy grabs for my arm. I had been leaning forward, dangerously close, trying to catch their words.
Elder is fine,
Doc says.
Not this Elder, the other Elder.
Doc stares at Eldest, his face emotionless and cold, but I can tell he's restraining himself. There's a thin line of white around his lips, and his jaw clenches. Eldis is oblivious to Doc's reaction.
The Elder before this one! The Elder that is supposed to be assuming his duties now, so that I can retire instead of wasting the last of my life on a teenager who's thinking with his guts and not his head! You told me to take that Elder to the fourth floor, and I did.
Doc stands straighter, defiant.
But you didn't kill him like I told you, did you? I thought the Phytus... I think you should take some more Phytus,
Eldis growls.
Are you protecting him? Even now? Are you hiding him? I thought...
Doc looks small and scared.
He disappeared off the YCOM map. I thought he killed himself.
Eldis snorts.
You never did check to make sure, did you? Now look where we are. Frozen's being killed, one of them awake. He's dead, Eldest. I swear he's dead.
I don't know if Eldest believes him or just wants to believe him. He turns around and picks up the bucket again.
What is that?
Amy whispers, jerking her head slightly toward the pump.
It connects to the water supply,
I say, my mind racing. And in that bucket, Phytus. I stand up. Amy tries to hold me back, but I shake her off. I can't let Eldis drug them anymore. I can't let any more Phytus sink into the water. I've got to destroy that pump. I grab the chair Amy and I had been crouched behind.
What are you doing here?
Eldis asks, with a sneer, catching sight of me. I raise the chair over my head.
What are you doing?
Eldis' voice rises.
My hands shake. I can see the future laid out in front of me. A future with me as leader, not eldest. And no Fidus. Do I really want to rule without Fidus? I think of the fading bruises on Amy's wrist. Of the conflicts I've seen in the ward, amplified over the whole ship. Can I rule without Fidus? Then I think about Amy's eyes when she was drugged. I hurl the chair at the pump. It clatters against the metal and bounces onto the floor. The water pump continues to whir, churn, whir.
What are you doing?
Eldest screeches.
You've gone mad, just like the elder before you. What are you doing?
I yell back.
That's Fidus, isn't it? Just getting ready for another day of manipulation and mind control? You are not fit to be elder,
Eldest screams. His white hair flies behind him, and he is the one who looks mad.
If you cannot do this, you cannot lead the ship. You are not strong enough to be leader. You never will be good enough.
In three strides, I cross the room to Eldest and punch him right in the face. Eldest drops the bucket and falls flat on the ground. His nose is bleeding. The thin skin on his cheek is red and broken. I bend down, grab him by the shirt, and yank him back upright. He opens his mouth to speak, so I punch him again. But I still hold his shirt with one hand so he doesn't fall.
I am not weak,
I say. My voice is shaking, not with fear, but with suppressed rage.
I am strong enough to know that Fidus is wrong, and that your attempt to control people with it is nothing but weakness. If you were really strong, you'd lead this ship without drugs to do your dirty work.
It is not until I am done talking that I realize my voice is the only sound in the room.
What have you done?
Eldest screams, but not at me, at Amy. I look up. While I was punching and yelling at Eldest, Amy snuck around the pump, found a tiny door in the side of it, and quite simply ripped out all the wires. She holds the brightly colored wires in her hand.
Well, that did the trick, she says, smiling.